Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the real God kind of faith. And we've been covering area after area, pouring the Word of God into you so that you can be established in the faith. We've seen how faith is important to receive all the promises of God, and it is something that we are striving after. Praise God, God has given us His faith, the faith of Jesus Christ. He's given to every single one of us like precious faith. He's dealt to every man the measure of faith. And praise God, He's told us to walk by faith, not by sight. And as we look unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, we're going to overcome. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. We know that faith is what we live by. Faith is our spiritual force that we operate. Faith is that which contacts the unseen spiritual realm, which controls the natural realm. And praise God, as we get the Word in our heart, the Word in our mouth, and we speak it forth, we release our faith. As you continue to hear the Word on area after area of the Word of God, it's going to build your faith. Build your faith for every promise of the Word of God. And as you speak it forth, you are actually causing your faith to grow strong. God wants your faith to grow exceedingly. And as we believe the Word and speak it and act upon it, that shows forth real faith. Remember that the real God kind of faith is going to be with corresponding actions. We have a spirit of faith, and therefore we believe, and therefore we're going to speak forth God's Word. And how long are we going to speak it? We're going to speak it continuously until we see the desired results. Concerning your mountain, you speak to that mountain and keep speaking to it to be removed until it is gone. Concerning receiving the promise of God, you hold fast. That's the present tense, continuous repeated action. You hold fast your confession of speaking what God says until the promise of God comes into manifestation. We are calling those things not happening as happening in our life, bringing forth the promise of God to pass. And remember, we talked about the angels. As we speak forth the Word, the angels hearken to the voice of the Word, and they go forth and accomplish it in our life. In the last broadcast, we talked about the trine of our faith. It's important to realize that every one of us are going to have trials come against us. And why do the trials come? They come for the Word's sake. And what is the devil trying to do? He's trying to take the Word out of your heart. The Word gets into your heart as you hear it, and as you act upon the Word and speak it forth, it releases your faith in the Word for God to produce that promise in your life. As you are walking in the ways of the Word and you're speaking the Word and your faith is operative, you're working your faith, then the enemy will try to come against you, and this is the trial of your faith. The Bible says when you're enveloped with temptations, know this, that the trine of your faith that's coming into operation from the enemy, coming in to try to stop your faith from being productive. And so what should you do? It's that knowing this, the trine of your faith is going to work or bring into operation steadfastness or patience. We need patience in our life. And this is important. We're going to be talking to you today about cooperating powers operating together with our faith. And the first one is patience. As we are releasing faith, we must have patience or steadfastness operating in us. If we aren't steadfast, then the devil can come in and steal the Word out of the midst of our heart. In James chapter 1, the Bible says, knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh patience. We're to let patience have its perfect work, that we might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If you will allow the steadfastness upon the Word of God to hold firm, then you're going to see your faith produce. Luke 21:19, in your patience possess ye your souls. Where's the battleground with the devil when a trial comes? It's in the realm of the soul. He comes against your will. He comes against your mind. He comes against you through the emotions. Some realm of the soul. Remember, your soul's made up of your will, your intellect, and your emotions. We're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. We are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a physical body. And the battleground is in the area of the soul, especially in the area of the mind. And that's where you're going to have to be steadfast on God's Word. In your patience or in your steadfastness, you're going to possess your soul, because this is a cooperating power that works together with your faith. In fact, you see faith and patience often together in the Word of God. There's a scripture in 2 Thessalonians 1:4. It says, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Faith and patience go together. If you're going to see your faith produced, you're going to have patience, because the enemy is trying it to try to stop it from coming to pass. Then in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, the Bible says, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. The verse preceding that talks about casting not away your confidence. It has great recompense of reward. And it says, because you have need of patience. You have need of being steadfast on God's Word. That's the patience of hope, steadfast in your mind, holding fast to the promise and not wavering, not wondering, not drawing back, not allowing the enemy to get you to give up in any way. But it says, after you've done the will of God, that means you're starting to act upon the Word, you're speaking the Word, your faith is being released, that you might receive the promise. You have need of patience. Every single one of us must get established in patience, which is steadfastness in the midst of any kind of trials. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says here, we see patience and faith working together as well, where it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience, or steadfastness, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Of course, you're looking to Jesus through the Word of God. He is the source of faith. But notice it says we're going to run this race with patience, with steadfastness. You've got to be steadfast. If a guy's trying to win a race, he's got to be steadfast in his running ability. And if he's going to win that race, and you can't just run a little ways and then quit. No, you got to be steadfast throughout. The same thing is true with us. If we're going to operate in faith, Jesus is the author and the developer of it, and we're going to be steadfast in the midst of anything that comes against us. And this is very important. In fact, it is important for you to have steadfastness to bring forth fruit in your life. In the parable of the sower, which is a revelation of Satan's activity against the Word to try to stop it from producing fruit, as well as a revelation of how we're going to bring forth good fruit, it says in Luke 8:15, it says, but on the good ground, and the good ground was the ground whereby the Word produced fruit, it says, are they which in honest and good heart, having heard the Word, they keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Remember in the parable of the sower how the enemy comes? He comes for the Word's sake, and he comes to try to take it out. He brings affliction or persecution to try to get him to back off in time of temptation. He also comes with cares of this world, worries, anxieties about things, or the deceitfulness of riches, looking to other things as a source other than God, or the lust of other things. That is strong desire for other things instead of what God wants you to do. Through the cares, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust or strong desire of other things, if they enter in, they will choke the Word, and you and it will be unfruitful. Now here, it says, as we hear the Word and we keep it, we will bring forth fruit with patience. You must be steadfast in the midst of whatever you're acting upon in the Word of God or releasing your faith in. You've got to be steadfast. And this means your mind's got to be thinking on the Word. You can't let the devil come in and bring a double-mindedness. If you're double-minded, you're not going to receive from the Lord. You can't be wavering. The Bible says if you're wavering, you're like a wave tossed to and fro. You are not going to receive from the Lord if you are going to allow yourself to get into wavering, wondering, or drawing back. You must be steadfast on the Word. You're going to hold fast your confession. You're going to keep doing the Word. You're going to be consistent. And then God's going to bring forth the promise, because your faith is working in the Spirit. Your patience is keeping things in line in the soul. See, faith is a spiritual force, while patience is really a soul realm force. It works in the area of your soul. It's the patience of your soul, while faith is what's doing the work in the Spirit. Praise God. So that's one important cooperating power. Another cooperating power is long-suffering. And we need long-suffering. Long-suffering means to bear long or to be able to put up with something. And why do we need long-suffering? long-suffering is needed because of the fact that as we are releasing our faith and acting on God's Word, believing for a promise to come to pass, or speaking against a mountain, or coming against the enemy to drive him out of an area of our life, we haven't seen that change yet. Our faith is operative to make the change come to pass, but while our faith is at work, we have not seen the circumstances change. This is where long-suffering comes in. And long-suffering is one of the fruit of the Spirit, while patience or steadfastness is that of the soul. Long-suffering is a fruit of the Spirit where you need that to bear long and put up with the situation while your faith is at work so that you do not draw back. And this long-suffering, we see this in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. The Bible says this, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Now, in this scripture, the word patience is not the same word as we looked at in James and Luke and Thessalonians and Hebrew. It is a different word. It is the word macrothumia in the Greek, which means long-suffering. Literally, this says this, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and long-suffering inherit the promises. Why? Because as you are operating in faith, then your long-suffering must operate together in order to possess the promises. This is talking about how Abraham possessed it. Think about Abraham. He had to get his faith in operation, and yet he had to be long-suffering in the face of circumstances that hadn't changed, and yet he also had to be patient in the area of hope, steadfast in hope, who against any hope he had to believe in hope, and he couldn't be moved by the circumstances. So he had to maintain that faith, and he had to have long-suffering. The same was true of Sarah, who through her faith took hold of the miraculous ability of God to conceive seed. She had to be also long-suffering and steadfast in her mind. So as you are operating your faith, you need the fruit of long-suffering to keep you to bear long and put up with the situation until it comes in line with the Word, and you need steadfast in the area of your mind so you don't allow the enemy to draw you away and to get you into doubt or unbelief. Operate these things, patience and long-suffering, with your faith, and you'll see great fruit. We're going to talk more on faith in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.